Hi, this is Thierry Samlal from PMML. Today I want to talk to you about land sales in the province of Quebec for the month of November 2023. So different transactions have been taking place across the year and mostly in the third and fourth quarter of 2023. Because of the interest rates being so high at the beginning of the year, a lot of the contractors and builders have decided not to go forward with their multifamily projects, although industrial was very strong in land sales. And also with the drop in interest rates that we're seeing right now, we're seeing more and more land sales taking place across time. And we're also seeing prices being maintained across time for industrial pieces of land and multifamily pieces of land also. Owners that wanted a too high of a sales price have seen their price being readjusted, but market has not changed. And also, if you're looking at multifamily and you're considering land sales, consider the price per square foot, yes, but also consider the price per door. And if we're considering the price per door, the average prices per door for standard multifamily walk-up buildings are between $25,000 to $35,000 per door. After that, there's a certain flexibility in pricing depending on what's included in the sale. For example, if we have city approval and we have zoning, the land could be worth X dollars. It's worth a little bit more if we have the approvals of the CCU, and we have the engineering and construction plans for construction, it's worth even more. And if we have the permits, it's worth even more. Of course, very, very high density pieces of land for high rises, etc., are worth a little bit less price per door because of the advantage of purchasing a whole lot one time and the fact that the development costs are more or less the same depending on the height of the building. If it's vertically built on a piece of land, well, the soft costs are usually more or less the same, except for the infrastructure costs, etc., and special taxes that we could have because of density. Let's go look at six transactions here that I've chosen for you across the spectrum of what was sold in the month of March. First of all, I would like to speak to you about a sale that took place in Bécancour. I had spoken to you about a huge sale that had taken place in Saint-Basile, a sale of a piece of land for $240 million. Here we have a large sale also, not that high in price, but interesting to look at. For those who know Bécancour, it's on the south shore of Three Rivers, across the bridge, taking the Highway 55. And Bécancour is mostly served by an industrial area, and that's where the economic development of Bécancour is taking place. There's also a port in Bécancour, important to notice, because on the Three Rivers side of the river, there's also a port, but a large section of that port right now is being redeveloped for residential purposes and high rises. So Bécancour is quite interesting because that's where we have a lot of land available, and that's where the industries can install their facilities on larger pieces of land and redevelop the city by offering industrial opportunities that are going to bring commercial outlets and to deserve those industrial possibilities and opportunities. And also that's going to bring multifamily because housing is going to be necessary for all of the people that are going to be working in the industries, etc. So here we have a piece of land that was purchased by Société du Parc Industriel et Portuaire de Bécancour. So as you understand, it's a society that's been put in place to develop Bécancour port and Bécancour industrial area. And this purchase was done for $3 a square foot, but on a piece of land of more than 10 million square feet. So we're talking about a sale here of more than $36 million, which is quite a large amount, but it's part of a development plan that's going to be put in place to develop Bécancour. Bécancour is very, very savvy on development right now and open to more or less any type of zoning. Any type of high-density multifamily development. So if you're looking right now to purchase land and you want to speculate, Bécancour is a nice place to go. My second sale for two pieces, two lots of land, one of 250,000 square feet and the other one of more than 300,000 square feet. It's Hydro-Québec that sold land to the city of Montreal. And I wanted to talk to you about this transaction, first of all, because of the price. We have some land that sold for $77 per square foot, a 250,000 foot square lot. And another lot of more than 300,000 square feet that sold for $22 per square foot. We're talking about sales here of close to $19 million, close to $7 million. So together, those sales are $26 million that were invested by the City of Montreal. And I want to talk to you about this sale because the City of Montreal also has preemption rights, as you know, across the city, and can, by the preemption right, purchase a piece of land at the merchant cost, basically, and just go with an evaluation and just purchase specific pieces of land, and that right could be opened and elaborated across the island of Montreal. And it has been in 2023, the City of Montreal has purchased different pieces of land via the preemption right, and those transactions were mostly done for social and affordable housing. So really, really interesting to see that the city's putting a large effort in purchasing pieces of land at their right merchant value, and then developing them and offering them for other purposes. So it's going to be interesting to see what the City of Montreal is going to do with these pieces of land here for development. My third transaction is a transaction where RioCan REIT sold some land in Hull, more than 530,000 square feet. As you know, Hull is in the Gatineau area. Gatineau is developing right now, a lot of multifamily. The average sale value per price per door of a multifamily newer building in that area is between, say, $335,000 to $360,000 per door. And that's a good value because you can get good rental value in those areas. And here we have, of course, RioCan REIT that sold this piece of land here for 530,000 square feet, a little bit more than that, for $23 per square foot. A transaction of more than $12 million that was done in the Hull, Gatineau area. If you have land in that area, please have it evaluated. There's have been high density changing in zoning in that area, and you could probably get a good value for your land if ever you're looking for to sell it. My two last transactions, one took place in Saint-Zotique. Saint-Zotique is in the Montérégie region, west of the West Island, on the St. Lawrence River, going towards Ontario. And Saint-Zotique right now is working off the buzz of development that's taking place in Vaudreuil-Dorion and in Salaberry of Valleyfield and in Beauharnois. So there's a buzz in that area, and land is being redeveloped right now for mostly for multifamily housing, and the rental value is great. So here we have a piece of land of more than 320,000 square feet sold for $12 per square foot. We're talking about a transaction of $4 million was done from an investor to an investor. So land detention is interesting here. So you could detain land and then resell it to an investor that's going to redevelop it. And here's probably what happened. So interesting to look at the value per square foot, even though we're in the second and third outskirt of Montreal, that value can be maintained if you could get a high rental value per square foot. My last transaction in Lachute, in transaction that took place at close to $24 per square foot, $3.7 million worth. I want to speak to you about Lachute, first of all, because the Lachute, Mirabel, Saint-Canute area, everything that's on Highway 50 right now, that's going from Highway 15, from Mirabel, all the way in, all the way down to Hawkesbury. If you want to buy land and you're looking for development, there's a lot of commercial development taking place in those areas, but a lot of multifamily being built on that axis because of its close distance to Montreal and because of the development of Mirabel and all of the industrial zones in that area, and also the development of Lachute. There's a lot of multifamily being built in Lachute. That's bringing in a lot of dollar signs to the local economy, permitting to change the different commerces that are downtown, upscale the area, and then encourage the development of industrial around there. So interesting to see this transaction at $24 per square foot. So to sum things up right now, land right now, if you want to buy a piece of land, try to buy it at the best price possible, but also consider the development and the zoning, because if you detain that piece of land on the short to long term, if you want to purchase a piece of land that's underdeveloped, develop it, you're going to create value there. If you want a land bank, like a lot of rich families have done in Montreal over time, over the last decades, and then buy in an area where you think densification is going to take place, speculate a bit, you might be able to get a high dollar sign out of the output of all of that operation. But please do consider development. Inform yourself first. Call a specialized broker. Get your value assessed. Get their opinion. Get the opinion of professionals, urbanists, architects, etc., to be able to develop your piece of land and see how much value you could add to it. And in the meantime, how much is it going to cost you? It's going to cost you the initial cost of the purchase of the piece of land. You're going to have to probably pay cash unless you're able to refinance other buildings that you have. And then keep some money for the development and push that development forward. Go for multifamily, go for industrial first, and then the rest will follow. So I wish that this report has been useful for you. You could call me anytime. I'm only a phone call away to answer all of your questions. Go check out our pmml.ca website for all of our land opportunities. And I'll see you next month for my report. Take care.